Good morning. Today I'm going to talk to you about using sports injury surveillance data to drive policy discussions. So a little bit of background about girls field hockey for those of you who aren't too familiar with the sport. Last year during the 2011-12 academic year, there were approximately over 60,000 U.S. girls in 18 states who were playing high school field hockey. To put it in comparison of other sports, the overall injury rate for girls field hockey in 2011-12 was about 1.77 injuries per 1,000 athletic exposures, which is lower than girls soccer, similar to girls basketball, and higher than girls softball, lacrosse, and volleyball. For over a decade, the National Federation of State High School Associations have strongly, Sports Medicine Advisory Committee have strongly recommended that protective eyewear be required in girls field hockey. Although several states have adopted eyewear mandates, the NFHS Field Hockey Rules Committee consistently rejected setting a nationwide mandate. There were arguments for mandating eyewear, and there were also arguments against. Some of the arguments for mandating eyewear was that field hockey players are at risk of eye injury from contact with a stick and or ball, and those eye injuries can be severe when they occur. Protective equipment has been proven to be highly effective in decreasing the incidence, rates, and severity of eye injuries in several other sports. And protective equipment is readily available, relatively inexpensive, and it has already been mandated by several states without any reported negative consequences. Some of the arguments against mandating eyewear was that eye injuries in field hockey are very rare, and when they do occur, they're usually mild. Protective equipment has not been proven to reduce the incidence, rates, and severity of eye injuries in high school field hockey in particular. Current protective eyewear decreases players' downward vision, thus players are actually lowering their head to maintain visual contact with the ball, which could lead to an increase in player-player contact and an increase in injury rates and severity. They also argue that field hockey players are not at an elevated risk of head, face, and eye injuries from contact with the ball or stick, because unlike girls lacrosse, which is played up near the head, field hockey is actually played on the ground. So, again, from the title, I'm going to talk about using our surveillance data to look at some of these arguments for and against the use of mandating eyewear. So a little bit about High School Rio, which is our surveillance system. We're currently in the eighth year of data collection for the National High School Sports-Related Injury Surveillance Study. We have athletic trainers from across the United States that work in schools reporting data via a internet-based data collection system, which we call Rio. Currently, there are two study samples going on. There's the original and the expanded sample. The original nine sports that we studied are listed here, include football, soccer, wrestling, basketball, baseball, and then we went and added some additional sports, which included field hockey and lacrosse. We also include co-ed spirit. Study definitions for our study. An injury is an injury that occurred as a result of an organized high school athletic practice or competition. It required medical attention, so it has to come to the AT's attention in order for it to be captured in our surveillance system. Results in the restriction that athletes' participation for one or more days beyond the day of injury, or in 2007-08, we included all concussions, fractures, and dental injuries, regardless of time loss. And we define an athletic exposure as one athlete participating in one competition or practice. As I mentioned, the data collectors and reporters are NAT-affiliated certified athletic trainers who are medically trained. They complete weekly exposure report forms, which includes athlete exposure by sport and competition and practice, as well as injury incidents. And they also complete an injury report form, which includes information about the injured athlete, so their age, their height, their weight, about the injury itself, so what body site was injured, the diagnosis, the severity of the injury, and information about the injury event, so the mechanism, activity, or risk factors. Excuse me. A little bit about our results on field hockey. So basically, the NFHS came to us and said, you know, we're having this debate that's been going on for over a decade. We need to know what's happening in girls' field hockey. So we looked at first states with regulation who mandated eyewear already and states without regulation, And we found that the number of eye injuries are very rare. We didn't capture very many eye injuries. It appears that states without regulation had a higher injury rate than states without regulation, states with regulation. However, we just didn't really have enough power to see any statistical difference. And you can see the percent of all injuries are very low for both states with regulation and states without. So next, instead of just looking at eye injuries, we included it to head, face, and eye injuries. And again, we saw that there was a pretty similar injury rate when comparing states without regulation of eyewear and states with regulation. And there was also a similar proportion of all injuries. Next, we looked at the mechanism of injury, and we saw that, again, there was a pretty similar proportion of injuries that resulted from player-to-player contact in states without regulation for eyewear and states with regulation. Similarly, the player-to-apparatus contact was similar as well. So now we looked at the argument that girls' lacrosse is played up near the head while girls' field hockey is played on the ground. So we compared field hockey injuries compared to lacrosse injuries for the head, face, and eye injuries, and we found a very similar injury rate between the two sports. And again, a similar proportion of all injuries between the two sports. And then we also looked at the mechanism comparing girls' field hockey and girls' lacrosse. Again, the player-to-apparatus contact was similar. And we found more specifically that a higher proportion of girls' field hockey head, face, and eye injuries resulted from player-to-ball contact compared to girls' lacrosse. So what does this all mean? Using our data, we found that eye injuries are rare in field hockey. And there was not enough data for statistical power. However, our data demonstrated that there was no difference in head and face injuries by state rule category. We found no difference in player-to-player contact injuries by state rule category. We found that head-face injury patterns were similar in girls' field hockey and girls' lacrosse, and that a higher proportion of head-face injuries in girls' field hockey from player apparatus contact, and more specifically, player ball contact in field hockey compared to girls' lacrosse. So the conclusions that we made, and I do want to make a note here that the NFHS asked us for the data and we provided it to them, and they used our data to make their own decisions. We don't offer them really any recommendations from us. It's just, here's the data from our surveillance system. But their conclusion, along with ours, was that eyewear does protect against eye injury. We know this intuitively as evidenced by other sports, even if we don't have enough power to demonstrate this statistically in our sample. And although field hockey is supposed to be played on the ground, the patterns of injury clearly demonstrate that athletes are being injured when the sticker ball strikes their heads. Thus, athletes are at increased risk of eye injury. And the data clearly demonstrates that arguments against eyewear are based on concerns regarding their causing increased player-to-player contact injury are unfounded. So again, the NFHS, the rules, Sports Medicine Advisory Committee took our data, and they requested the NFHS Board of Directors implement a nationwide mandate. And in 2010, after hearing arguments in favor of and against using protective eyewear in field hockey and examining all the evidence besides, in addition to our surveillance data, the board voted to implement a national mandate beginning in 2011-2012. So currently, all U.S. high school girls field hockey players are now required to wear protective eyewear equipment. So one of our conclusions using surveillance data to drive discussions of policy, that sports injury surveillance systems can provide the data needed to drive evidence-based policy discussions. And we think of this as from computer to community, which we believe is as important as from bench to bedside. However, we know that surveillance data is only one tool in the toolkit available to keeping those young athletes safe and healthy. And to us, the challenge is to capture the most useful data and get it into the hands of those who can and will do the most with it to affect change. And I'd like to acknowledge our funders and also our co-authors.